Wonderful. So we're going to take a few beautiful breaths and just tune in to this new opportunity to create a best-selling book in 60 days or less with ease and grace. And just imagine yourself having a best-selling book, a book which people love, a book that helps people. And I'm going to share how you can do this easily. So even if you've never published a book before, I'm going to share the ways to do it that are easy, simple, step by step. I'm going to learn the 5 P's to successful book publishing. So first of all, let's just remember that we are eternal beings. We are cosmic travelers, witnesses, guests. We're here in this world on planet Earth temporarily, just for fun, for entertainment. And while we're here on this planet, why not publish a book? It's fun and games. Anyone who has a computer can publish a book. That's what it's like nowadays. You don't need all this complicated stuff. We're going to talk about how you can self-publish easily, how you can write a book easily, how you can publish it easily, and what you can do to get on a bestsellers list on Amazon easily. So let's just tune into the ease and grace and the wonder of life, and how we might as well, don't you think, you might as well use technology and use all these opportunities that are just being given to you nowadays. This used to be really hard. Publishing a book, we'd have to go through lots and lots of people, and there'd be lots of reasons why it wouldn't work, and then there'd be huge expenses, and it'd be really hard, and massive competition. Nowadays, all you need is a computer, and some patience, and a little bit of work, and there you go. It really is that simple. So let's just take 1 minute to imagine yourself having published a book that you love. You can do an ebook version of it, and you can do a print book version of it. You can even have print on demand books, so that you don't have to have a bunch of books sitting around in your house in boxes. When people buy them, they print them directly and they send them to them. So it's so easy. You can have people buying physical books from you without you actually having any stuff around, which is amazing. So just imagine people are reading your book. Imagine you have a bunch of books of your own on your shelf, and you're helping people, you're sharing some of your gifts. Everyone has a story within them and something valuable to share. Guaranteed there's things that you've learned that other people would love to know about. Some skills, some talents, some experiences, some way that you can help someone. So just tune into, you have put down your thoughts and ideas into a book. People have got it. You've made money from it. You've helped people. You're now a published author. Just tune into that feeling. Just imagine people are buying your book every day and you're getting paid into your bank account. And people are thanking you, giving you reviews, saying thank you, this has been so helpful. And you're inspired to write your next book. Wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to go through the 5 P's to successful book publishing. Why is it good to write a book, publish a book? Self-publishing. Self-publishing is a new industry. It's really just the last 5 years or so that it's kind of taken off. It's still relatively new, but it's actually going to overtake. E-books are taking over print books. I think it might already have happened at this point. If it hasn't, it will do very soon. And it's got easier and easier and easier. So here's a few reasons why it's good to publish a book. Number one, writing a book is fun. You know, once you get the hang of it and you know how to do it, it's easy and it's fun and it helps get your thoughts down on paper. All this information that you've learned, all these courses that you've done, all this experience you have can now go into a book and have it help people and get paid. So you feel great because you're helping people, you're getting your knowledge out, you're making a difference, you're getting credibility, it builds your business, it builds your sense of contribution to the world, you get money from it, and you can go on to create more and more books and create other courses and programs and coaching and all sorts of things from your book that can also help lots of people and bring in money for you. So you can be sustained financially by helping other people. And it's also better than ever, easier than ever before now to do this. And if you jump on this immediately and start doing this, then you're kind of ahead of the game, because a lot of people will maybe hear about these ideas and won't do it, and won't do it the next year. I wish I'd done this 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, honestly. But it seemed like it was too hard for me. It seemed like it was this big nightmare. No one laid it out for me. It seemed way too complicated and devastating and daunting and it freaked me out. So I didn't actually start publishing books myself until last year because it seemed too hard. And so I want to explain, I've had to read all these books to find out how to do it. I've got a mastermind about it. One of my books might be on the New York Times bestsellers list. We need to check. Did a book launch with some friends of mine. Might hit number one. Not, it won't be number one on New York Times, but the New York Times bestsellers list. Got to check whether or not it actually happened. The results haven't come out yet. If it doesn't hit New York Times bestseller, we can do another one. Yeah. So this is, you can get to that level where you're on these big lists. Yeah, selling thousands of books. So you don't have to worry about New York Times bestsellers and all that right now, but just understand that with a bit of practice, a bit of patience, this can happen for you. So I didn't do it because it was too hard. It seemed too hard because I didn't know how to do it, and it seemed like it was too complicated. And there's a lot of reasons why people don't do things. They think it's too hard. They don't know what to do. They think, I could never write a book because, you know, what would I talk about? They think writing is hard. So we might have a number of reasons and excuses why we can't do it, like I did. And by going through this step-by-step process I'm going to take you through, you'll realize that it's actually not hard. It just takes step-by-step patience and little steps all the way along, and you end up at your destination, which is a best-selling author getting paid for doing what you love and helping people. Big myth is that you need to have an agent, you need to have a publisher. The truth is, nowadays, it's actually a lot easier and often better to self-publish because you're in charge of your own promotion. Even if you get a New York Times publisher to publish your book, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get lots of sales, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to end up with a business, a sustainable business. A lot of authors are a flash in the pan. They do all this work, they have to wait around for years for it to be published, and then they get a few sales, they might get a few phone calls, and then they're done, disappear, right? So if you self-publish, you're kind of in charge of your business, in charge of your life, and it really is powerful. No harm in getting published with a publisher if you want to do that, but I'm going to be sharing with you how to self-publish your own book easily. So let's just get into it. First of all, I'd like you to write down, why do you want to publish a book? Why is it important to you? Bearing in mind, this is easy, okay? So just consider, get out of your mind all this hard, it's all hard, hard. It's not hard, it's easy. Why is it going to be wonderful in your life to have a book on your shelf that you've published, people love reading, and brings money and success to you? Why is that important? Why is that going to make your life better in some way? So just write down why this is a good thing for you. Why we do things is very essential. You know, if we haven't got a why, we won't do anything. just maybe make a note of how you feel being an author. What will you feel like when you're helping people? How would it feel that you're getting paid from writing books? And by the way, you can even, you know, speak your book out loud, or someone else can turn that into a book for you. There's lots of ways to do it, even if you don't want to write the thing. And also want to mention that you don't actually have to write a long book. You can write a book that's short. A lot of people want short books, so you can have a bunch of small books that, you know, take you maybe a week to write, and people will like them because short and sweet is in many times better, because everyone's so busy that if you can just write a short book that helps somebody, then that's even better. So I'm just breaking a few of these myths. You know, you don't have to write these long, complicated books that, you know, that's like this one big thing that you, that's it, that's your, represents you and your whole life. No, it can be a series of little books about specific topics, like how to do yoga, how to eat better, smoothies. Could be anything that you're good at, that you can help people with. So let's just, with that in mind, why is it important to you to write a book? What is going to be wonderful about your life by having money and success from your book or books? All right, let's go through it. This is going to be quite a lot of stuff, so take notes. You can always re-listen to this if you need to. Stage one is what I call prepare. So these are the five P's of publishing a book, best-selling book. And I'll just go through the five P's and then we'll go through them in detail. The first P is prepare, discovering your best book ever. So you need to figure out what that is going to be. What's a good thing to write about? Stage two is produce, actually write the best book ever. Yeah, how do you write a book? Stage three is prime, as in like prime your book, refine it, get it ready to be published, take care of the cover and the details and the description, and get it ready so that you've got your book, but now here's the other parts of the book that go with it, you know, because a book needs to have a cover, a description, and have the associated pieces so people can understand the value of your book when they're looking at it. Stage four is publish. Actually publish your book on Amazon in this case. How do you click, 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 click? It's really easy. Just click, 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 and your book is then up on the platform once you've got it ready. And then the last stage, stage five, is promoting your best book ever, so that people know about it and people buy it and you become a bestseller and you make money and people can actually see and buy your book. So there's the five P's. So let's just go through these one at a time. So prepare. Preparation is absolutely critical. A lot of people don't prepare. They just, you know, just start writing a book without any thought about who is it for and how is it going to help anyone, right? And that's unfortunately not a very good idea, because people want to read a book that is relevant for them, okay? I'm sure you don't want to just read any old random book. You want to read a book for you. So the first goal of writing a book is to just start with the inspiration, and what we're going to do is clarify where is there a match between what you're inspired to write about and what people actually want to buy. Okay, so I'm just going to talk about this for a moment. If you write a book that only you are interested in, right, no one else is going to want to buy it. But if you write a book that other people are interested in but you're not interested in, then you're not going to want to write about it. Okay, so the ideal situation is where, I hope you're enjoying the roosters there running around. You can hear them. The roosters normally kind of chime in when we're talking about things that are on point, so it's a good sign. So, if you write a book that you want to write, and that also is something that people want to read, then you've got yourself a really good book. Yeah, the roosters agree with us. So, first of all, let's just start with this. Step number one, start with inspiration. I feel inspired to write about. What do you feel inspired to write about? Why do you want to write about this? So just make a few notes now. What are you inspired to write about? Why do you want to write about it? And what's the purpose of this book? Why are you bringing this book out there? For example, I feel inspired to write about trusting the process of life, of how weird things happen and it doesn't make any sense to us. And we're going through these challenges, but somehow there's meaning in it. The reason I want to write this book is because so many people I talk to are in that situation, and I've been in that situation tons of times, and we seem to be always in that situation of this transition between one thing and another, and it doesn't make any sense. And the purpose of this book is to help somebody gain clarity and sense of peace, to be uncomfortable and be okay with being uncomfortable, to trust the process, to trust life, to learn to trust that everything's working out. Yeah, it's a big deal. So what do you want to write about? Why do you want to write it? What's the purpose of it? It's a good place to start. Next thing is to research and prove the demand. Research and prove that people want it. Is there anyone else written any books about whatever your topic is? So if you're writing about yoga, you're writing about relationships, you're writing about meditation, does anyone else do that? Chances are, if no one else has written a book similar to yours and no one else is buying books like that, probably no one wants it, because people have normally figured these things out already. So research the demand, go onto Amazon, look at the people who've been writing books in your topic and see how many books there are, see how many reviews they have, see how well they're doing, you know, see if they're number one sellers in Amazon. Because the more people who are doing something like that, it's a good sign that people are interested, you know. Downside of it being too popular is that there's lots of competition, but you want to make sure that there's at least a demand for what you're doing. And you can, you know, basically type in something similar to your topic in Google and Amazon and to see what comes up. If you're getting lots of results, lots of books, lots of websites, you get a good idea about how hot the topic is, you know. So if there's nothing, no one doing it, it's probably not that interesting for other people, in which case there's not much of a demand for it. Third step is, once you know that you have a demand for your book, then what are you going to do next? Next thing is, come up with a fantastic title that represents your book. And you can always come back to this later, but it's good to think, okay, what is the purpose of your book? What is it solving? Now, this is really important, because a good book delivers pain relief. Okay, now, and I'm going to talk about this quite a lot, because a lot of people don't realize this, and most people, when they write their first book, it's actually taken me a while to figure this out myself, quite honestly. It's taken a lot of people a long time. This is not, it seems obvious, but it isn't actually obvious. When we write our first book, typically, we write it all about us. Me, 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 me. I'm interested in this. I like this. I like this. Blah, blah, blah. Right? And as that's wonderful. Problem is that people don't really care about us. And that's sort of shocking to realize. But in a way, it's just reality check. If you can help someone solve their problems, they're going to love you. If you go on and on and on about what you like, they probably don't care. Okay, imagine just a conversation that you've had with somebody. If someone comes to your house and all they do is complain to you about all their problems all day long, and they're not interested in how you're doing, they're not interested in helping you, all they're doing is dumping all their crap on you for 2 hours, how do you feel about that? You're like, God, this is draining. I get this person out of my house, yeah? Like, it doesn't feel good. But if someone comes to you and they're interested in you, and they're interested in how they can help you, and they're interested in what you're going through, and they can solve problems for you, chances are you like that person a lot. So your book, ideally, is going to be like the person who comes around to your house and helps you. Someone goes around and makes you feel good, looks after you, solves your problems, and then leaves. You're like, this is an awesome person. I like this person. So just think, you've kind of got two kinds of books. One is a book that's me, 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 which is dumping a bunch of crap on people. And the other book is the book that's solving someone's problem. You become a helper to somebody else. So sometimes you've kind of got to write your first book just to get the crap out of the way, you know, and that seems to be a lot of the time just the way it is. So if you need to do that, that's fine, you know, still go through this process and you might end up with your first book. It's just a bunch of nonsense that's still all about you. That's all right. That's okay. Like, don't feel bad about it. We all do it, you know. But then we need to move on and become mature and actually help other people. So I'm going to share this with you because you might be able to avoid that first kind of spew, you know, it's like a blah, all right, just blah, just get it out, you know, it's like it's barfing up a little bit of stuff to start with, you know, sometimes, you know, that's just how it is, right? So just accepting that, we're going to do this, go through this whole process anyway. If you end up barfing out a book to start with, that's fine, but let's imagine we've done that already and we're onto the book that actually helps somebody. Okay, so the third step is brainstorm, pick an irresistible title that makes a compelling promise. You know, compelling promise means something that actually helps other people. How are you helping others? People will buy a book based on the cover and the title most of all, you know. So what you can do is you can look at tons of titles that you really like that are similar to your idea. What are your readers going to get out of your book? What's in it for them? What do they want to hear? What words will make it sound great? The word that is useful is what is irresistible, you know. A couple of friends of mine, my mastermind, who we help each other with our books, it's brought out a couple of books recently. One's called Break the Worry Habit. Yeah, sounds a great title. Friend Joshua, he helped with this system I'm sharing with you, you know. Break the Worry Habit. Great. Clear. Break the Worry Habit. Another friend of mine brought out a book called Blend Your Way to Bliss. It's a smoothie book. Blend Your Way to Bliss, you know, sounds great. Blending, having smoothies for bliss. So once you've, you know, thought about some good ideas for titles and what are people interested in, then you can do a little bit of analysis, okay? Now, a lot of people don't do this stuff, you know, they just go straight into barfing out their book, right? And it's ultimately not going to serve you just to jump into a book without having any idea of how it helps anyone. Okay, that's why these are important steps, because ultimately the more you're writing a book that people want to buy, you like the topic and it's something people want, if you bring those two things together, it's going to be a hell of a lot better than if it's just all about you. So you do a little bit of analysis. What result do your audience want? What are people trying to solve? What kind of problems are they trying to solve? What obstacles are they facing? So in other words, what pain are people having? People want pain relief. So go into this in a bit of detail. Just look at your audience and think to yourself, you know, what is it that they're thinking about that they need help with? So, for example, how to overcome stress. It's very clear, you know, the 3 steps to overcome stress in less than 5 minutes. If people are feeling stressed at work, or if someone can't sleep at night, or if people are, like, how to do yoga in 30 minutes to lose weight, yeah? So start thinking about what are people already having a problem with. Pain relief, pain relief. You want to write that word down, pain relief. Ultimately, if you can help someone relieve pain, they're very interested. I was talking to someone recently who's going through a foreclosure. I said to her, before your foreclosure happened, if you were in a shop or something and you saw a poster that said foreclosure, would you have seen it? And she said, no, I wouldn't have even noticed it. And I said, now that you're in foreclosure, if you walk into a shop or if you check your email or go on Facebook and you see the word foreclosure, will you notice it? She said, yes, definitely I'll notice it. Because whatever pain we're going through, we start to see those things all over the place, you know. Like if you want, you know, a new car, like let's say you want to have like a black Mercedes or something, and that's what you want and that's what you're looking for, and you're trying to find the best Mercedes for you, you're going to start seeing Mercedes all over the place. But if you already buy a Mercedes or you don't need a car, you're not going to see them at all. If you have a headache, you're going to start seeing headache relief pills all over the place, looking for stuff, you know, anything to do with headaches, you'll notice them. If you have a headache and you go on Facebook and you see something that says, here's how I cured my headache, you'll see it. If you don't have a headache, you won't notice it. So in other words, what pain do people want to solve? What is their current problem? Think about all those sort of things, because that is really the essence of your book. The more it's about them, the more they're going to want to buy it. As simple as that. This is right at the beginning, because if you get this wrong and you just barf out a book about yourself, then, you know, it's fine to start doing that, but after a while people are going to not really like it and they won't end up buying your book. So pain relief, pain relief, pain relief. 5th step is, what can you come up with? What is your content? What solutions can you provide for this person? So we're doing all this work before you even write your book, because if you know these things to begin with, then when it comes to writing your book, it's really, really easy and really fast. You know, reason people have a hard time writing books is because they sit down in front of the screen and they're like, ah, I don't know what to do. But if you figure this out beforehand, it's very, very, very straightforward and extremely fast and simple. So now you know what problem someone has, what their pain is. Let's say someone has, let's just say headaches. Yeah, I might have to write a book on headaches because I keep giving this example and I know tons of people have migraines, right? So we're just going to use migraine headaches as an example. And let's say you can help someone solve their migraine headaches by doing yoga, let's say, right? Could be anything, yeah? But so result they want is to overcome their headache. That's what they're looking for. Then they can't think clearly, they can't go to work, they can't show up with their life. Their life is a nightmare because of the migraines. Now, next thing is, what solutions can you provide for them to help them get what they want? So what they want is to be able to focus, to have no headache, to have no pain, to be able to be clear. What are the things that they're needing help with? How can you solve this problem? So the steps I need to cover to help them are, what myths are holding them back? You know, maybe they think that you can never cure a migraine headache, like you're going to have it for life. Maybe that's not true. What are they asking? What are they wanting to know? Maybe they're wanting to know, why do I get headaches? What's wrong with me? Is it something to do with my diet? What are they thinking about around their headache? What are all the questions they have? What are they spinning out about? Are they thinking, is it my diet? Is it my exercise program that I've not been doing? Is it because of electricity? Is it because of my job? Maybe they're wondering things in their head. So try and get inside of someone's mind. Say, what are all the questions and concerns that they're needing to know that they want to have help with? What stories can you share with them about this? What have you gone through in your journey that's helped you in this area? So what are the steps they need to go through? What are the myths? What are the questions that they're asking? What are they needing to know? What stories could you share with them? Once you have that, then you've basically got, you know, the nuts and bolts to write a really good book. Okay, so let's just stop here for a minute and go back to the beginning just to make sure we're on the same page here. So stage one is prepare, discovering the best book ever. So what do you want to write about? It's the first thing. Second thing is prove the demand, research and prove the demand. What people, is there actually a need for this? Like, are other people writing books about this? Third step is pick a title that makes a promise. Write some title ideas down, you know. You could even, and in that stage, you can look at other titles and you can put them together. Sometimes that's the best way to do it. You know, you could just say, here's 10 other books in my area. If I used a bit of this and a bit of this and a bit of this, you end up with a unique title. It's often more powerful and easier that way because people have already thought about this, you know. See whether or not people are, how much pain is there in this situation, you know, what do they really need, what are they stressing out about in this area, what's the big problem that people have, and then come up with some solutions. Here's the 5 things they could do to overcome this problem. Here's the things they're worried about. Here's some stories I can give them. So by this point, you'll know some titles. You'll have some ideas about problems they have. You'll have an idea that there's a demand for this. And you'll be ready to actually start writing your book. And I'm going over this pretty quickly and going to this in much more detail, going through this step by step in more detail later, because this is a big topic. This is just an overview, okay, of what you need to go through. So stage 2 now is, how do you write your best book ever? Okay, now you know the problem, the book title, now you're ready to write your book. First thing is to create a blueprint or an outline. This makes it a lot easier. If you just sit down and just write, it will be disorganized and unstructured. So ideally what you want to do is have a blueprint, have a formula, have a system, have a framework for getting them the result. And remember, the point of a book, you know, if this is a fiction book, then what I'm saying doesn't really apply most of the time. This is about non-fiction, yeah? So fiction, you need to look elsewhere because there's a lot of details there. But for non-fiction, non-fiction books, self-help books, are about helping somebody get a result, yeah? You want to help them out of their pain into their pleasure. So just remember that the whole purpose of your book is pain relief. So in order to do that, it's very useful to think about what are the steps someone's going to need to go through in order to go from pain to pleasure. And one of the ways that I do this is I actually go to the beach, or even in my house, I wander around the house. I literally go step by step. I say, okay, if someone has a migraine headache, what's the first thing they should do? And I actually physically take a step. All right, first step is first step is drink more water, get hydrated. Okay, first step. Second step might be rest and relax and let go, learn to let go. Third step might be get the proper nutrition. Fourth step might be do some special technique that somehow drains the headache. And the fifth step might be do this other thing that's going to help them to avoid getting them in the future. Yeah, so there might be five steps to overcome a migraine and keep it away. And they're happening in order, yeah? Just like if you bake a cake or if you make a cup of tea or something, you can't do the steps in the wrong order, Like if you put all the cake ingredients together, put it in the oven without any water, and then when it's after it's been baked for an hour, you pour out, you take it out, and it's this baked kind of powder, and then you add the water at the end, you're not going to get a very good cake. You have to do things in the right order. So what are the steps that you can help someone walk through in order for them to go from pain to pleasure, basically, from suffering to happiness, to pain relief? Have a good look at it. What's the first step, second step, third step? Look at your blueprint. Does this make sense? Are there any gaps? What needs to be changed? Look at other books on the same topic. How are they structured? Because remember, you're basically giving them pain relief. Once you've got your basic steps, then you can create bunch of chapters, so this at this point is just big picture steps. Now we can structure it into step-by-step chapters. So you see how easy this is. This is just one little piece at a time. And normally, when people write a book, they start where we are now. They kind of go, okay, let's start with chapter one, and they look at the page and they're like, yeah, maybe I should write this. And it's just random all the way through. It's a total nightmare. But if you've done the preparation work and you've thought about the pain, is there a need, how are you going to help them, what are the steps, by the time you get to here, it's easy to start coming up with chapters and blueprints because you know all this information already. So here's where you come up with your chapters. So I'm going to give you suggested structure for chapters, and this is based on the why, what, how, what, if formula. And you'll find this in most books. So each chapter basically is part of your step-by-step process. Yes, so you're not trying to write a whole book in each chapter. Each chapter is very specific. So let's say there's five steps to go from migraine headache to no migraine headache. The first chapter would be, why are migraine headaches such a problem in the first place? The first chapter would probably be some kind of introduction. Why is this such a problem? I have another audio explaining this in more detail, so I'm going to go through this quickly. But why is this such a problem to have a migraine headache? What's the pain? Pain, pain, pain. Second step is, what is the big idea? Like, how did you help yourself go from migraine headaches to not migraine headaches? Or when did you learn this first piece? So let's say the first step in migraine headaches is drink enough water. So you could say, why is dehydration such a problem? You know, if you don't have enough water, you can't think properly. If you don't have enough water, you know, your blood doesn't work properly. You don't perspire and blah, blah, blah. And you could, why is it such a problem? What is it? You could say, this is where you basically explain the details of it. So, for example, you know, your body needs to have this amount of water. Your body's made out of mainly, you know, 70% water. And here's how it works. And then you could tell a story. Here's my story about how I learned this, and I started drinking more water, and then I started feeling better. Yeah, so why is it a problem? What is the details, the kind of scientific stuff, like the things? Then the steps, how do you do it? You know, all you do is buy a big jug of water and put it next to your desk, and you drink the water every day. You just drink more water, yeah? What if you do this? What's going to happen if you drink enough water? Then you'll feel great. You'll start to feel better. Your headache will start to go away. You'll start to solve the problem. And then you can maybe say mistakes to avoid. Maybe mistakes to avoid could be, don't drink like a gallon of water in one go. Yeah, keep it gently drinking across the day, you know. And then what to do now? Get that big jug of water, put it on your desk, or buy a big water bottle, and then have it around you all the time. Yeah, so this is pretty straightforward. Yeah, why do you need to even listen to this particular topic about water in the first place? Why is water important? What is it all about? How does it work? How are you going to feel if you do it? And then any mistakes to avoid. And then a summary. You know, summary is, get a bottle, drink more water, you'll feel great. Simple, yeah? So it's why, what, how, what, if, and then summary and mistakes. So each chapter is nice and clear. So you start with chapter one. So you first of all, you know, you think about, like we said before, the steps. Step one, two, three, four, five, and six. And then you go through them one at a time. So you can actually, pretty much, writing the book is easy. Once you've figured out, here are the five steps that I need to talk about, or the six steps, right? And then you just take one step at a time. You say, okay, chapter one, water. Here's why it's important. Here's what it's about. Here's how you do it. Here's how you feel better afterwards. Here's the mistakes to avoid, and here's a quick summary. Boom, 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 boom. So you go through your whole book that way. Real simple, real simple. This doesn't have to take very long. So you can have like one page per chapter with just these topics. Headache, water, why is it important? What do you do? How do you do it? How do you feel? Mistakes to avoid, summary. Okay, good. That's it. Might take you 10 minutes to do that. Okay, next step. Next step might be, get more rest, you know, relax your body. Why is relaxing so important? How, you know, what do you do to relax? How can you relax step by step? How are you going to feel if you relax more? And then mistakes to avoid, and then summary. Yeah, so you got that second step. And then you go through from step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. This is just outlines. Yeah, you're not writing very much. You're just making a few bullet points. Once you've done that all the way through from the beginning of your book to the end, so this is just like outline, bing, 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 bing. Then you can write what's called your shitty first draft. Anne Lamont, which talks about this. There's a great book called Bird by Bird, which is about how to write books, the writing part of the books, and she always says, write a shitty first draft. Yeah, just knock it out. So you've got your outline, you just bang it out, blah 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 blah, just get it out of your head, you know. Forget about perfectionism. Don't worry about like punctuation and editing. When I write my shitty first drafts, I don't care if there's all spelling mistakes and it's a total mess and it's all over the place. I'm filling in the gaps, you know, why, what, how, what, if. I'm filling things in, but it doesn't matter. Just boom, 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 boom. Just crank that thing out. And just, you know, you can, I honestly write my first draft normally in a day. The whole thing, boom, a whole book in a day. Or possibly 2 days. I just sit there, knock that thing out. I just keep writing, keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. And get all the way through from the beginning to the end, you know. So you've figured out your steps, you've written down, you know, here's what should go into this book, then you write your first draft right from the beginning all the way to the end. You've basically come up with this crappy first draft of solving someone's problem, you know. It's a great feeling. And, you know, honestly, that book would still be helpful to somebody. If you just got it edited and sent it off, that would be great. Then it's good to allow a bit of time after you've written that. Don't just immediately go back and try and hash out the next round. Just leave it alone. You know, I often leave it for a month even. You can leave it for a week, you can leave it for a few days. Once you've written your first round of the book, have a celebration, leave it alone, go and do something else. And what it does is it just allows some time for you to incubate, for it to just kind of mull over inside of you. And you'll notice some ideas come up now and again in your mind about this. As you're not writing, you might go for a walk and you're like, oh yeah, I should add that to chapter 2. Oh, that would be awesome for chapter 4. Or maybe I should change the introduction. You just make a few notes, yeah? So you're not actually doing any work on the book, you're just having ideas. Then you go back when you're ready and write the draft that's for the reader, okay? Because the first draft is normally about you. A lot of people, they just write for themselves and that's it. So you want to go back now and you want to say, okay, got my first draft. Now, let's have somebody in mind very clearly who I'm going to help with this book. And I'm going to write this next draft for them. So this is where you tidy up the nonsense. You go through it part by part. Get rid of the kind of self-indulgent nonsense that doesn't need to be there. You can refine the stories and the points so that it's all about them. So, second draft is basically, you want to think about the word you, Y-O-U, because remember, your book is about them. So, here's just a couple of words that you want to think about. Just write this down. This little sentence, so you can. If you can squeeze those three words into your book over and over again, it'll make it immediately better. So you can. So for example, in this chapter, we're going to talk about the importance of drinking water so that you can overcome your headache faster. By drinking enough water, you're going to be able to feel better immediately, feel hydrated, so you can focus more easily on your work, so you can feel more peace of mind, so you can relax and get done the things that you need to do in your life. So if you just use that word, so you can, over and over and over, it immediately points it back to the value for the person reading the book. I personally feel that the more you write the word so you can in a book, the better it's going to be, basically, because you unconsciously you have to think about the other person. So your first draft is all about just knock it out. Second draft is imagine someone in mind. I actually think it's very helpful to print out a physical picture of somebody who you think this book is for, an actual image. Could be a friend of yours, could be one of your clients. Get a photograph of them, print it out, and have it next to your computer while you're writing, because you're writing to them, yeah? The whole point of the book is to help that person go from pain to pleasure. You're helping someone out of their pain. That's what a book's about. That's what self-help books are about, helping people remove their pain. So if you're writing for them over and over and over again, they're going to love it. They'll be stoked to read your book. Very happy, and it'll be much better. So the second draft is all about them. Get rid of the unnecessary nonsense. See if there's a way of clarifying what you're saying better and clearer. Put yourself in the reader's shoes. Imagine someone doesn't have a clue about anything. A lot of the time people are beginners. They don't know anything about what you're talking about. We often overextend. We kind of imagine our people reading our books know more than they do. A lot of the time we think so much from our own perspective that we forget that people don't know anything. Yeah. So even though I'm breaking this down for you, some of these things might be over your head already. So I'm trying to kind of simplify this as much as I can, but just understand, like, I've been studying this and doing this for ages, so this to me is pretty simple, but I understand that each step is a little bit, you know, not complicated, but there are details in it, right? So when you're looking at your book and you're writing each chapter, going through word by word, paragraph by paragraph, does it make sense to a beginner? Does it make sense to that person you're looking at, their picture? Is it making sense to them? So here's chapter 2 about relaxing. Just be really clear. Okay, here's why relaxing is so important. For them, not for you, but for them. Here's what relaxing means, and here's how you relax. Okay, and telling a story that they can relate to is about them. It helps them understand context. Here's how you can relax. Step 1, step 2, and step 3. Here's how you will feel when you relax. If you relax by doing this, so you'll be able to do all these other things. If you relax, you'll feel more peace. You'll be able to focus better. You'll be able to release the pain of the headaches. Here's some mistakes that a lot of people make. You know, mistake number 1, mistake number 2. Mistake number 3, you know, if you can avoid these things, you'll be much better off. Here's a summary of the chapter. Relaxing is so important. You relax by doing this. If you do it, you'll feel like this. Nice, clear chapter. So you go through the whole book, and think, all right, is this solving someone's problem? Is it clear? Is it the best ever? Is it all about them? Go through, you know, upgrade the grammar, upgrade the spelling, you know, maybe give it to someone else to read and have them look at the details. Once you've done that, then you can move on. The next step. Next step is to, you've got your second draft done now. It's all the best ever. Then you have what's called your getting it ready to publish draft. This is often called the draft for the haters, you know, the haters draft. So you imagine, is there anything in here that is unsubstantiated claims, or is just nonsense, or is like spelling mistakes that are still lingering? So imagine going through it from the point of view of someone scrutinizing your book. So the first draft is the shitty first draft, it's for you. The second draft is for your reader to help them make sure it's the best ever. The third draft is to get it perfect. You know, like I've said before in other audios, you know, go for 80%. Like, perfection can just be this impossible, drawn out thing. But this third draft isn't about perfectionism. It's about getting it so that there aren't mistakes in it and that there aren't any weird things that going to drain the book. So look in it from a bit more of a critical point of view. You might want to give it to other people to read and have their comments. A lot of people will find things you didn't notice. You know, I find that I can't see stuff myself. If I've been working on a document for ages and I just can't see it anymore. So give it to someone else and they'll go, oh, this doesn't make sense here. You probably want to put a reference here, and there's all these spelling mistakes here, and I've found them all, okay? Invaluable to get people. Editors are awesome, but sometimes just friends of yours who are good proofreaders can find a lot of stuff. Once you've done your third draft, then you add your front and back matter, which what that means is you add your title page, you know, at the beginning of the book, copyright 2000 whatever by your name, table of contents, what's in the book, and then at the end of the book you want to put about the author, you know, who are you, what other books have you written, where they can go to leave a review. Yeah, so who are you, about the author, can they, do you have a website they could go to, make a link to it, what other books have you written, and then leave a review, because you want to get reviews are good. So you've written your third draft, then you just add stuff at the beginning. If you just pick up any book and you look at it, you'll see it right at the beginning of the book is a few blank pages, and then a contents, a title, table of contents, you know, a copyright page. So just look at other books, what goes right at the front, you know, this kind of the what's called front matter. And then at the back of the book, it normally says about the author, other books, leave a review, and, you know, go to a website. Yeah, so just add that so that it's all basically taken care of. Super important thing you might want to think about is, you know, if you're taking this seriously, is to have some kind of opt-in page where someone can join your mailing list in your book. Because books are awesome and they help people, but you can help people more if you can contact them, give them other things, you know, work with them more. So as much as possible, have ways for people to click on a link or go to a website and put in their name and email. Okay, that's how to set up mailing lists and all that. It's a different topic. But if you have that already, put it in your book over and over and over and over. So that's the end of that step. Produce. I'm just going to go through it real quick again for you here. Create an outline for your book. What are the steps someone should go through? You know, step one, step two, step three. Step four, how are you going to solve someone's problem overall? Then you come up with your chapters, you know, chapter structures. Okay, chapter one is about this. Why is it the best ever? What is it? How do you do it? What's going to happen? Give examples, the mistakes to avoid, and summary. And then, you know, does this actually make any sense? Bing, bing, bing. So go through your whole thing. Set up the kind of blueprint for your book. This is just step by step. Then you go through and you write your shitty first draft. You just fill in all the gaps. Go through the whole thing. Do it real quick. Get it out of the way. Then you go back. Leave it for a while. Leave it so that you can, you know, incubate, allow ideas to come. Then go back with a clear reader in mind. Make sure this is actually helping a real human. It's not about you anymore. The first draft is for you. The second draft is for the reader, for your fans, for your readers. Then go through the third draft, which is about finding the mistakes, tweaking it, getting it just right, getting it, adding the front and the back matter, getting a final kind of ready-to-go book. And then you're nearly ready to go. Okay, and you could do most of this in about 3 weeks, so I've said, you know. Each step just takes two or three hours at a time, you know. Chunks of time, boom, 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 you can get it done. So we're going to take a little break now, and then I'm going to go through the priming, getting your book ready to publish on Amazon, getting it taken care of, and then publishing it, and then promoting it. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for the next round of how you can publish and promote your book in 60 days or less.